And we are back at Lone Star Money Resource. This is Dale Pieper and Mark Connolly bringing it to you live this Thursday afternoon. We are happy to have you tuning in to the show where we focus on business protection and personal wealth coaching. We are happy to have Jason Howard here with us from Jackson's Bistro and Bar from out in Cypress, Texas, in my neck of the woods. So we are glad that you made the venture into town to be on the show today, Jason.
You know, I don't do 290 very much anymore, but I'm happy to be here.
Dale, you only do it every day, right?
I do. Talking about trying to figure out ways to not have to make that commute back and forth, but yep. But it's definitely something that is done on a daily basis, and yep. It's just something that you get used to for sure. So we're going to kind of pick back up. I'm going to let Jason, I know, why don't you just tell us a little bit just about Jackson's. We'll open back up with that, and then we're going to kind of get back into learning more about you and your business.
Yeah, so Jackson's Bistro and Bar is a brand new restaurant out in the Cypress area, located in the Boardwalk, Town Lake, right on the water. Great views, great food, great drink. We focus on the experience that we deliver and the versatility of experiences you can have at Jackson's, whether it's a casual weeknight, family night, whatever the case may be, or it's a fancy date night. We've had weddings, we've had, you know, suits and ties, we've had wine dinners, we've had all that. So we kind of like the fact that we're very versatile, and whether you're looking to do casual or you're looking to do fancy, we can knock the ball out of the park on either front.
So with your business, one of the things we'd like, you told us a little bit about success and quote-unquote failure, because mm-hmm. It's really just a learning step, as you explained to us. What things have worked and what things have not worked? Kind of give us a little insight into that.
What has worked has been listening to the guest, to the client base, right? You want to provide a product or service, and really what you're doing is you're just guessing best of what you think they want. But at some point in time, you've got to eliminate the guesswork and just hear straight from the horse's mouth what's working, what's not working, what they like, what they don't like. And, you know, Mr. Vallone would tell me, you know, he would say, you know, anytime I love a dish, I put it on the menu, and we don't sell any of them. And if I hate it, it sells like crazy. And and it's just one of those things where, you know, you can't be out there. At the end of the day, you're doing this for them. You're not doing it to give them what you want. You're doing it to give them what they want. And so once I was able to kind of, that light bulb went off, and I went out and sought feedback. I solicited feedback. We put out a survey. We did focus groups, and once we were really able to listen and really listen, and you got to be willing to listen, you got to be willing to hear the bad stuff too. We were able. I mean, everything kind of started to change, and not only from the way we do things, but also from a personal relations standpoint. People started to see the more human side of the restaurant. That there's people that work there, and they really do want to make this for us, and they really do want us to enjoy the experience. So people just enjoy interacting with me, and it all started from me just asking, tell me what you think. What has not worked is rushing. In the very beginning, so I'm sorry to keep name dropping, but at Tony's, it's fine dining service, as fine as you can get. You're talking suits and ties, white banquet gloves, and some of the most skilled servers and professionals that you can find in the industry. And that was the only restaurant that I've ever been in, so that was the only experience that I had, and that was what I was going to bring to Jackson's, right? I mean, of course, not suits and ties and such, but, you know, in terms of the technical detail and the expertise, that's kind of what I wanted to bring. And that was what I was teaching when we were training. I was teaching serving from the left and French service and proper wine etiquette and all this and that and the other. Now in Cyprus, and at Tony's, where I was, you know, working with people that could have been my father, you know, were old enough to be my father, or and they were doing this as a living, and they were putting food on the table, and they had 401ks, and they were providing for their families, and this is what was their career. As opposed to in Cyprus, we get a lot of college kids and high school kids who, you know, literally they you know, especially with mom and dad's help, they're just getting, you know, they just need $100 for beer on the weekend, and they could care less whether they get that at Jackson's or flipping burgers somewhere, you know. So
right,
and they have no experience nonetheless. So they, you know, I'm trying to teach these guys all this really technically profound stuff, and they don't even know how to carry a tray or run a station, you know, much less serve with their left hand. So we stumbled out the gates really bad on service, and it was because my staff was so focused on what I was teaching and what I wanted out of the details that they were missing the big picture. You know, they were missing the guest relations, and they were missing just talking to people, and they were missing all the other things that are so important about serving. So I think trying to walk before you crawl, you got to let things kind of progress in a natural way. You know, things take time to grow, and things take time to happen. So I took a step back, and now we've got a great team that has really mastered that in terms of the service, and we're now adding the technical skills on top of everything that they're already doing.
It just sometimes takes some time.
Just takes time.
My wife always says that everybody should be a waiter once in their life.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like a lot of times people are quick to complain.
To complain, and
but they really don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't ever complain to the waiter. So, you know, you've mentioned service and experience. Tell us again a little bit about the experience that you're bringing at Jackson's to the clientele.
So what we want to do is we want to provide an experience that is above and beyond on a day-to-day basis, no matter at an affordable and attainable rate, right? So whether you're coming in to buy, like I said, $100 bottle of wine, or you're coming in for a pizza, we want you to come in and feel like royalty, right? Mm-hmm. And that starts with service, but it's also the food quality. It's also the ambiance. It's all that is rolled into the package, right? I feel like with a lot of the fine dining places out there, you know, the average Joe, middle class, is priced out, right? There are people that can afford to spend $500 on dinner 2-3 times a week. There are people who can't afford to spend $50 on dinner 2-3 times a week. And there's a big disparity between those two restaurants, right? The $500 a week restaurant versus, or the $500 bill restaurant versus the $50 bill restaurant, there's a huge gap mm-hmm. in between there. And we wanted to close that gap. We wanted to make it attainable for everyday middle class America to come in and have the experience that $500 bill guy is getting on a night to night basis. Because at the end of the day, I kind of felt like it wasn't fair. You know, that one guy, doesn't matter what day of the week it is, he's going to go out and he's going to be treated like a king. And then, you know, for me and my family, we'll go out to fine dining, you know, once a year for an anniversary or birthday or something. We'll save up and we'll spend all our money on dinner. And then we go right back to, you know, the chains or fast food. And I didn't like that disparity between, you know, somebody getting treated one way all the time and then others only on a rare occasion. So we wanted to kind of close that gap and make it to where, you know, even if you can't afford a $100 bottle of wine, even if you can't afford, you know, a $50 steak, you can still come in and be treated like we want you there. We treated like you matter and treated like kings, queens, execs, whatever. And enjoy time with your family without, you know, being judged. So that's kind of the experience that we're trying to deliver to everybody across the board.
That's really cool. That definitely is. Now, do y'all have a social media presence, Facebook, or what all do y'all have? Let listeners know about
that. I'm the worst social media guy ever. but we do, of course. We have a Facebook page, Jackson's Bistro, facebook.com/Jackson's Bistro. We have an Instagram at Jackson's Bistro, Twitter at Jackson's Bistro. And really on social media, of course, we want to tell them about what's special and what's going on. But really, it's just a way for us to just engage and just be involved in the community. You know, mm-hmm. we like to just keep in touch. People, you know, I get this all the time. You know, people will comment on a picture, and you know, I'll go and reply, and I'll say, ha, 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 you know, or whatever, you know, just to be fun and just be a part of the conversation. They'll be like, wow, I can't believe they just responded to my comment. You know, we just want to be a part of that, and we want to be a part of the community and want people to feel like we're a part of the community also. So that's – social media, obviously, is the best avenue for that.
That's great. What – so there's a lot of listeners out there who are interested in starting their own business at some point. What's your advice to them?
My advice? well, there's a lot of advice. I'll try to sum it up in a few points. The first one I say is the two P's, persistence and patience. Persistence being the key one. I mean, it takes everything will go wrong. And there'll be times where you question everything and you just have to have this blind faith and just almost insane persistence that where it would almost make no sense to keep going, but you just keep going because you know it'll happen. And faith in that regard, right? And I don't mean faith from a, you know, religious standpoint. I just mean confidence in that it's going to happen, you know, and just trust in yourself, trust in, you know, the human mind and the human race is obviously the most powerful thing on the planet, right? And anything that the human mind is determined to do, it will do. And so if you are that determined and persistent, it is an inevitable ending that it will happen. But you just have to have that. You don't have to hope. You don't have to pray. You have to know that it will work. Because at the end of the day, any negative thought, I mean, besides all that religion and or laws of attraction, whatever, any of that negative stuff, more than anything else, it just occupies mind space. And the more you're worried, the more you're distracted with negative, the more you are distracted from what you could be doing to accomplish it. So mm-hmm. persistent, just keep going. Two, I would say the people you choose to have around you is very important. You know, they say judge a man by, you know, his five closest friends. If your goal is to be a millionaire, you better make sure your five best friends are millionaires, because you're going to act like the people you're around. Have a really strong support base. You know, choose, you know, your life partner, you know, somebody that is supportive of your dream and your vision, and vice versa, right? Because everybody's going to tell you you're crazy. Everybody's going to tell you you're wasting your time. Everybody is going to tell you, you know, you're not realistic, and I'm not saying I wouldn't have done it, but it would have been a lot harder to do what I did or to do what I'm doing if I didn't go home every night and have somebody telling me, my incredible wife telling me, you're awesome, keep it up, this is amazing, you know, don't worry, as opposed to somebody at home who's telling me, you know, all that other stuff, you're crazy, why are we doing this, what about the money, and blah, 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 you know, mm-hmm. So... and I would say an unshakable work ethic. It just takes so much work. I think when you see these success stories, you know, you don't really hear, you see the glory days, right? But you don't hear about all the grind and all the work that went into it before. You know, you don't see, you know, people see me now on this radio show and on whatever, they don't see the 7 years that I talked about before, where I was grinding and I was being told no by every single bank, and I was even though I wasn't at work, I was working 15, 16 hours a day just at home, working, building. They don't see those days, right? So it's not going to be easy, and you have to be ready and willing to work more than you've ever worked for anything in your life.
That is awesome. And that does bring us to the Bop Bang Boom Hard Truth Minute that only an awesome entrepreneur like the one we have here today, Jason Howard from Jackson's Bistro and Bar out in Cypress, Texas, who, by the way, was they were Culture Map top 10 new places in Houston. But this is what an awesome entrepreneur like Jason would tell you, that it's all about the experience when it comes to business. failure is a natural part of the journey. There is no such things as losses, only lessons. Put people that you trust and that share your vision in a place of power. For success, listen to the client base. This will eliminate the guesswork of what they like and what they don't. And the advice to new entrepreneurs, the two P's, persistence, that's the key, and patience. Have the ultimate faith and confidence you will succeed, and you will succeed. So, Jason, I want to tell you that we are very thankful for having you on, and everybody out there listening, make sure you check out Jaxton's Bistro and Bar out in Cyprus. It is awesome. Also, for those that are interested in potentially coming to our next coaching event, you can just go to wealthdesigngroup.net or our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/LoneStarMoneyResource, or just give us a call at 713-826-0426. Next event is April 27th, and that's going to be at Perry's at 6:30 in the evening. You have been listening to Lone Star Money Resource.
Hypothetical examples discussed are not intended to suggest a course of action or represent the performance of any product or security. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Diversification does not guarantee profit or protect against market loss. Investing in foreign securities may involve heightened risk, including currency fluctuations, less liquid trading markets, greater price volatility, political and economic instability, less publicly available information, and changes in tax or currency laws. Such risks may be enhanced in emerging markets. The S&P 500 index is generally considered representative of the stock market as a whole. It, however, focuses on the large cap segment of the U.S. market. Indexes are unmanaged and you cannot invest directly in an index. Wealth Design Group does not give tax or legal advice. Anything mentioned in the show related to these items is not advice, and you must check with your CPA or attorney prior to taking action. Securities products and advisory services offered through Park Avenue Securities, a member of FINRA/SIPC.